KT, you have taken the time to go through the vaults and pull some of the greatest moments in the history of this game since it's been on our station here the last half decade or so.
Yeah, hopefully you bought tickets and are out there, and we'll see you tomorrow night. But if you can't, obviously the radio.com app, download it, like 105.3 The Fan. We'll have the call. What's fun about it is Ben and Skinner on the field. It's really fun.
Yeah.
I pulled a clip from 2017, and I thought this was a great one of Dirk dissing Mike Bassick.
How do you feel about Mike Bassick? Mike Bassick comes in. He absolutely got shelled. What do you think?
That's what he does. That's what Mike does. That's my guy. Well, he's getting housed every time.
Yes!
Thank you, Dirk.
Yes, Ben. Yes, Ben.
So unfortunate for Mike Bassick.
Greatness.
Really. Just hate to hear that.
That's my guy, but he's getting housed every time.
Dirk's pretty great with his baseball lingo right there, getting housed. Now, this one we've talked about many times. This is where the great drop about the complete fun package came together. Oh. This also for the 2017 game.
Dirk, what the hell's going on right now? There's no baseball happening.
No baseball happening. I think they're shooting hot dogs in the stands. It's all part of the complete fun package we're throwing out here.
So until I went and pulled that yesterday, I forgot that they had these fat heads, and it was a fat head of Zeke, and they had his mouth open, and people were shooting like at a slingshot hot dogs into Zeke's mouth. And Dirk says it's all a part of the complete fun package.
No wieners!
Hey, all our fans who bought tickets, that's all part of what you buy tickets for. Hot dogs in the mouth.
Yes.
It's so great.
It is the beauty of the way in which Dirk describes things.
Yes. Well, this is last year's game. Ben got a little time with Dirk right here, the last year's game.
Dirk, your boys are waging a comeback. Dirk, what's happening here? You guys are getting back in this game.
It's about time we got a little run. I feel like our pitchers are a little off today. I'm ready to roll. They asked me if I want to bet again. It's my game. I'm about to bang this home. I'm about to bang the game winner home. But no, we're making a little run, and it's exciting time. So are the White Sox.
And then he did. He came back and he did bang the game winner home.
Exciting times for the White Sox.
That's me if I want to bet again. It's my game.
I'm about to bang.
I'm ready to roll.
God, he's great.
So this one I remember. So with me in the booth was Roy and Troy. Ben is on the third baseline with Von Miller. Now, Troy with A&M is a big A&M guy.
Okay.
He's got a huge crush on Von Miller, and Von Miller calls Troy by the wrong name.
Troy Hughes, the producer of our morning
Raise
show.
Raise your hand, Troy.
He wants you to know that
I'm up here!
He's right up there. If you look up there in that booth, see that guy waving right there? All right. He wants to tell you that you're his Big Steve.
Hey, Courtney, man, I appreciate you, man. I got you.
Giggle.
I got you, man. Giggle.
Courtney.
Giggle,
guys. Courtney.
Who's Courtney?
He called me Courtney. Wait, who the hell is Courtney? Wait, I watched a man's dreams.
Troy.
I watched a man's dreams.
It's Troy.
He meets his hero, and he's immediately demasculated by him.
Oh, no.
Courtney.
How do you get Courtney from Troy?
I don't know. I'm thinking I overnamed him when I threw Steve into it, because he's...
But that explain Big Steve right quick.
Yeah, so Big Steve was my first true partner in crime in Fortnite.
Man, and so
Big, and when you play with Big Steve would kill everyone
Big
and
Steve.
Go revive me, res me, and he would carry me throughout the game.
That's so sad that he died.
No, he said he's good. I played with him the other night. He's good.
No, man, Big Steve.
No,
Big talking Steve. Some trash on Twitter the other day about Dak. Wasn't a big fan of that, going back and forth. Not trash, but
He
does not think Dak's worth it, though.
Yeah, he said...
We know where Big Steve stands.
He just made a Big Steve comment, and, you know, he didn't have a big amount of followers, but I retweeted it, and all of a sudden he was getting killed. He was like, thanks, man.
Kilt.
Well, destroyed.
You don't want to get in that world, man.
Right.
You don't want to get in that world.
He's Big Courtney now.
Now, Cut 5, Shippy, this is a little Dak and Choppy exchange. It's pretty good.
Skin, ask if he knows RJ Choppy.
Very good. And also, finally, are you aware of the broadcaster RJ Choppy? Have you heard of this person?
Yes.
Okay, he's back in the booth right now. He's very
excited.
Tell
him hi.
He wants to say hi. He's got a man crush on you, as you're aware.
Hey, I'm very aware of that. Tell him stay away.
Oh, man, no!
What is that laugh?
So we're tell excited. Him hi.
Did Sean get shot in the back of the head right at the end of that clip? Did Victor Newman walk in?
No!
That's not the noise that JFK made when he got shot.
Pretty sure
sir.
It is.
Sir. Too soon.
Now, there's an element of danger to the game. These guys are playing baseball, but, like, it's athletes. You want them to be careful. So I've got a list of cuts here that I've kind of labeled the danger cuts. But I want to start with the foreshadowing from last year's game. So about a week before the Dirt game, the Packers had a game, and Clay Matthews broke his nose at a celebrity softball game. Well, in the pregame press conference last year, Mike Bassick plays the role of Debbie Downer.
Mike, it's your job to, as a pitcher, serve up hits today, which is a very unique perspective. I'd like to hear what you think about all that.
Well, as Dirk has said on the radio station, that's what I do. So, yeah, I'm used to the ball getting hit and then getting my glove up and protecting myself. Hopefully there's no Clay Matthews incidents here. So.
Yeah, I want to avoid that if possible. How do you guys feel about that now? Did that change things for you a little bit? All for charity?
So he brings up a pro athlete getting hurt at a charity event. At a charity event with pro athletes.
Come on.
It's like it's.
That's the most basic thing of like, all basic things.
It's like deciding to go swimming. The first people getting in the ocean after a shark attack. He's like, hey, hopefully none of you get eaten by the shark that killed that other guy. Let's have fun at the beach, everybody.
And that's what I do.
Now, this the 2017 game, he was not supposed to play. He was supposed to just be there. Well, Jordan Spieth, a week before the U.S. Open, sneaks out into right field. He just had to get some action. He couldn't help it. And then, don't you know, there's a ball hit to him.
Right fielder driving in and can't get there. The ball is in and out of his glove. And Perry turns on the Jets, goes for two, and they throw him out.
Oh, my gosh. That was Jordan Spieth.
Was that Jordan Spieth and right?
Bro, you have the U.S. Open in 6 days.
Do you guys remember this?
Dude, I remember Jordan was leaving the next day.
Okay, so here's the deal. They were not going to let him play.
Yeah.
He was just out there to meet Dirk. And not meet Dirk, but be around Dirk and support. And he demanded to play. And he almost didn't get to play because Jody Dean refused to come out of right field.
I remember that.
Well, so Jody finally, Dean had, he had an 8-year streak going where he hadn't let anyone else play in right field, so he didn't want to break his streak.
Right.
And he also had the U.S. Open.
And then right. And he was like, Jordan Spieth is a golfer. He shouldn't be in right field. I'm holding it down right now. But finally, the head of CBS got to Jody and said, please sit down one inning so Jordan Spieth can do what he wants. And he went out there and he went diving for a shallow hit to right. I mean, it was one of those.
No way he even stretched.
No. Dude, he went sprinting in on it, too.
It looked like he rolled his wrist. Now, the danger cuts continue here. Zeke had a scary catch last year, if you guys remember that. Another fly ball. This is a...
Zeke makes the catch!
I told you he had
in
game.
In foul territory, Zeke makes the catch. He scared me as his knee buckled back a little bit.
Oh, dude! Yes. What if the season ended right there?
Oh. Zeke, that was an incredible catch. Walk us through what you're thinking as that catch went down.
Well, you know, I saw it hit up in the air, and I didn't know if I can get to it. It was more in Dirk's area, but, you know, he just had that surgery, so he told me I'm about to cover some ground for him.
Zeke was playing second base and ran over and caught it. Dirk was playing first.
I remember because when Zeke gets up to full speed, it's dangerous for him and anyone around him. Like he could have killed any of the athletes out there.
He took a whole billboard out.
The danger cuts continue. Byron Jones was in the on-deck circle, but it was way too close to home plate. It was really strange and skinny to interview Byron.
All right, you need to step 5 steps back. This is illegal already, Byron. Damn.
The umpire said this is a safe place. He's not trying to protect my pretty face.
No, don't listen to an umpire. They don't have your best interest at heart.
He's really not in a safe place.
No, this is terribly unsafe.
Everyone's gonna get hurt.
Do you think it's definitely a bad spot?
Oh yeah, this is a foul ball. Safe.
I just saw Zeke's leg bend back behind his head a second ago. We're all gonna die.
Everyone's gonna get hurt.
Does Jerry Jones have any idea what's going on? Like a mile away from the star.
The danger cuts are over now. Let's go to Dirk's postgame speech in 2017.
Dirk, why did you guys wait to break out the offense here late in the game?
We had to get Zaza out of the way because he doesn't know what he's doing. And then when the top of the order came back, now we're rolling them.
Dirk, how does it feel? Incredible comeback in the eighth.
I knew it. I knew we had the team to do it. We just had to get Zaza out of the way, you know, and then once we hit the top of the order again, we roll him. It feels amazing. I should be the MVP, as always. We were great.
Okay, here's the great thing about the Zaza bit. So that was the surprise for Dirk. He didn't know Zaza was coming until they brought Zaza in town. So he decided to just turn that into any chance he could to kill Zaza for not knowing what he was doing.
Okay, so lastly, two cuts here. So Jody Dean works in the intercom cluster. He is KVIL, I believe. I want to get it right. He used to be the PA announcer at AT&T Stadium.
He's Jack, right?
He's not Jack from Jack FM, but he's
a radio legend.
He's a radio guy.
He's
a radio legend. So, two clips of him. One is him falling down, which happens every year.
It's happening right now.
We heard it the other day, but here it is again. Jody Dean playing pitcher and then falling.
Yogi is now choking up about 8 inches on the back. There's a bouncer to the mound. Yogi. Could be trouble.
Jody Dean!
It is like clockwork. It happens every year. A grand ball back to the pitcher, and Jody Dean falls down and then blames it on the turf.
Oh, no.
And the field is in perfect condition here in Frisco.
He chose.
First hit in history of baseball. There's Dirk.
I love the description that the field is in pristine condition.
I mean, it looked like him trying to get the ground ball. I think he pushed someone out of the way to get to it. Then he gets to it, and it looked like both of his hips got dislocated on the play. And he just fell down, and then he argued at the groundskeeper. But
this is what makes this game so great and this broadcast so great, because the post-game show to the Jody Dean fall involves Ben and Oakland Raider Hall of Fame wide receiver Tim Brown.
What are your thoughts on Jody Dean and his likeliness to get injured?
I think he's ready for this.
Are you serious? I mean, are you just being nice?
I think Jody, he looks like he's a guy who's taking care of himself. And,
in what way? Specifically, are you thinking he lifts weights or he has a good diet? Or
after watching him run right there, I sort of changed my mind.
It's such a great line. In what way is he taking good care of himself? Tomorrow night, it's happening. If you can't be there, go to the radio.com app, download that app, like 105.3 The Fan, and please listen to it tomorrow night because we're going to have a great time.
Really great stuff, KT. All right,